I always like to begin with a reminder on this Easter Sunday. A reminder that there are two things that all four Gospels agree on in terms of Easter. One is that Christ is risen. And the second is the first people told were women who were then told to go tell the men and everyone else. And I simply offer that reminder, if you are ever around someone who says women should not be ordained or have leadership in the church or preach to men, please point them to the Easter story, any four of the Gospels, and say Jesus was the first one who told women to preach. So there, that's my controversial, for the day. But it's clear in all four Gospels, Jesus says to the women, preach it. Christ is risen. It's Easter Sunday. But there's some details in John's account that I think are worth noting beyond the larger message here. And it has to do, or at least what caught my eye, are the questions. If you were here last Sunday, you know that I was I've been living the week with some questions. The question we were posed with last Sunday as Jesus was entering Jerusalem was, who is this Jesus? Who is this? Who is this person entering Jerusalem? Do you notice there are two questions that Jesus asks of Mary in today's reading? The first one, the angels also ask her, why are you crying? But then he asks her, I think, a very interesting question. Who are you looking for? Who are you looking for today, Easter Sunday, 2017? Who have you come here looking for? This is a moment when, as Paul says to the Colossians, when Christ is revealed clearly. Now, of course, there were many who still didn't quite understand, including both the disciples, both Peter and John, who run to the tomb and get there ahead of Mary, look in, see that the tomb is empty, and even see these linen cloths that Jesus' body had been wrapped in, lying there. So there's no body in the tomb. And so it's interesting that, according to John, the disciple John sees this and believes, but notice, goes on to say, but neither Peter or John yet understood that Jesus was alive. So I'm not sure exactly what John believes, except maybe he believes the tomb is empty. And that is step one. And it's interesting because at this point, Mary still just believes there's an empty tomb and no body. Because that's why she's crying. She thinks the body has been taken away. And it has. But it's not a dead body. It's Christ alive. And so Mary still does not quite understand either. Let me jump for a minute back to Paul's letter to the Colossians. Do you notice that Paul keeps talking about Christ being above and that we need to set our minds on things above? And I don't think Paul is speaking geographically here. When I read that, I think not so much of above as beyond. Christ is the one who is above and beyond life and this world and death, but also above and beyond any conception we have of Jesus. mean, that was the problem that the disciples and Mary in the early part of this account are having. They can't get their minds around Jesus being the one who was dead and is now alive, even though Jesus kept telling them that's what was going to happen. They can't get their minds around it. And many of us may still have problems because we like to put God and Christ in a little box that we can understand and comprehend. You know, and so for many of us, if I say, tell me about Jesus, describe Jesus, I suspect many of us would start with, well, you know, maybe not many of us, but there are many who would say, well, he's white and American and Protestant. That's the picture, we've seen the picture. We like to make, and every culture does this, but we like to put Jesus in a little box. And even in conceiving of Jesus, I mean, pick your favorite image in Scripture, Good Shepherd, or True Vine, or a Great Physician, or whatever. And all of these are all still just limiting little descriptions and boxes for something that can't and someone who can't truly be described by us or even comprehended. Christ is above and beyond all of our limited, feeble conceptions. That's what Mary is discovering in this story. The only explanation she can imagine at the beginning is the body is gone, the tomb is empty, someone has taken the body. But then she encounters Jesus. But notice she doesn't even recognize him, which is another interesting little detail in Scripture. In Luke's gospel, a couple of disciples are walking on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus steps up and walks with them, and they don't recognize him until he breaks bread with them. Why don't people recognize Jesus? I don't think Jesus has changed appearance personally. I think they're all just expecting him to be dead. After all, Mary last saw him on the cross. So to see him alive and well, she can't even imagine that yet. That's who she's looking for, a dead body. But then Jesus speaks her name, Mary, and she sees him. And now she realizes who he is. He is the Lord of life. He is the one who is beyond all imagining, all conception of what he might be in our limited minds. Christ is all, beyond all, above all. So who are you looking for on this Easter Sunday? Whoever you want Christ to be, he is, and so much more than that, that we can't even yet, 2,000 years later, really get our minds around it. But let me mention one more thing before I wrap, one more thought for this Easter Sunday. Notice that Paul talks about not only Christ being revealed, but that we are revealed in Christ. Our true nature. If Easter has no impact on us and how we live and what we do and say and behave, then what's the point? So let me leave you with a slightly different question than I started with. One good question to ponder is, who have you come here looking for? But another one might be, who are you looking to become now that Christ is risen? Amen.